This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. It's no illusion. LA gas prices are way down and the Paris Olympics wrap up Sunday. But first, the Orange County man who headed up the illegal gambling operation used by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter has entered guilty pleas. Pete DiVittorio is at the federal courthouse in Santa Ana.
With family and friends watching in the courtroom, Matthew Boyer merely answered yes or no to questions from Judge John Holcomb and that he was in agreement with the guilty pleas to charges of operating an unlawful gambling business for 5 years, money laundering, and subscribing to a false tax return. Outside the courthouse, Boyer's attorney, Diane Bass, said her client did not expect to be called in the future to testify in any other criminal proceedings related to illegal betting done by current professional athletes and was relieved to have this part of the case over.
This has been extremely stressful for Mr. Boyer and his family, and that is why they're looking forward to putting this behind them. Mr. Boyer will be making a statement after sentencing.
While the maximum Boyer could be sentenced to is 18 years in prison and fines of $750,000, Bass said by the terms of the guilty plea, he may face only about 3 years in prison, plus fines, plus supervised release. Boyer will be back in court for sentencing on February 7th, 2025. In Santa Ana, I'm Pete DiVittorio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Man from Van Nuys got one of the longest sentences in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. David Dempsey, sentenced to 20 years, second longest sentence in the case so far. Several of his victims were in the courtroom during the trial, and prosecutors played videos showing him repeatedly striking, kicking, stomping on heads, throwing objects at police in some of the most violent attacks of the day. In one video, Dempsey seen repeatedly swinging a metal crutch onto an officer's helmet, breaking the face shield. One officer Dempsey attacked said he thought he was going to die. Judge said Dempsey's crimes were especially egregious, noted his long criminal history in handing down the sentence. Dempsey reportedly apologized to the officers who were in the room, and as he was led out of the courtroom, he reportedly raised a white power hand sign. When it comes to the price of gas, happy days are here again. The average price in Los Angeles now at $4.53 a gallon, and it is falling. John Baird has the story.
You probably don't remember when gas was 19 cents a gallon, and whenever you pulled into a gas station, you would roll over that ding-ding thing, and two employees would run out and fill your tank and check your oil. But you do probably remember when gas was climbing towards $7 a gallon a couple of years ago. So to see prices at maybe $4.79 a gallon, or maybe even like $3.79 a gallon at Costco, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a lot better than what it was.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm kind of surprised, but no complaints, I guess.
Petroleum experts say we could see prices decline even more into the fall, barring a problem at one of the refineries or a drop in interest rates, which could spark a surge in demand for gasoline. And yes, higher prices once again. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
New home of the Clippers, still a couple of hundred jobs short before its grand opening next week. Mandalay Tavidian reports from a last-minute job fair.
My name is Jaime Sedano. I'm the Associate Operations Director.
So it's kind of crunch time. Intuit Dome officially opens Thursday with Bruno Mars, and they need to hire about, 100 people?
We're still a couple hundred jobs short of filling the number of quotas they're looking for.
People aren't here right now. How can they still apply?
They can go online and apply at Intuit. They can also come onto our website. We're lahta.org. That is our Hospitality Training Academy website. We work with United Hill Local 11, the local hospitality union. These are union jobs. They're going to have union wage. They're going to be very well paid. So it's going to be a great opportunity for folks from the community to work in the community.
And that stands for Los Angeles Hospitality Training Academy.
Correct. Los Angeles Hospitality Training Academy.
I talked to some people who are looking for bartending jobs. I spoke with someone who just graduated. He's a chef. What other jobs are you looking to fill? What's available?
They are looking for cooks, prep cooks, line cooks, bartending staff. Any position you can think of in hospitality at one of these locations, they have a position available, and or they can find something for you that meets your skills.
Governor Newsom announced a new partnership with NVIDIA today to bring more AI tools and instruction to the state's colleges and university. Raquel Maria Dillon has more.
The goal of this partnership between the state and NVIDIA is to teach students and educators, especially at community colleges, new AI skills to fill in-demand jobs. Education experts say AI skills are becoming as important as literacy, working on a team, and critical thinking. But as is often the case with our education system, there are inequities. The best AI tools require subscription fees that many students can't afford. See Edward Watson, an expert in digital innovation with the American Association of Colleges and Universities, says this partnership has a lot of potential.
It's going to provide access to an array of tools that will level the academic playing field in terms of AI and ensure that all students would have access to the tools that they would be expected to use, you know, later in life.
Watson says this agreement could be a model for other states.
I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KNX News 97.1 FM.
It has been, believe it or not, nearly 3 weeks. That's all. Since the race for the White House was turned upside down by President Biden dropping out of the race, and the Kamala Harris campaign reporting record fundraising and a surge of enthusiasm at election rallies. So what do the polls look like? For that, we're going to be joined live by one of California's top pollsters. Paul Mitchell runs the company Political Data Incorporated. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
So just give us a rundown. What is the latest we're seeing in the national polls, and what trend is it showing?
So prior to Biden withdrawing, he was at a point where he was about a 4% disadvantage to Trump. So he was losing to Trump by about 4 points nationally. Since then, those last 3 weeks, we've seen Kamala Harris's campaign come on. I think she's had a great honeymoon period, selected her vice president. Right now, the polling averages show her about 2 points up on Trump. So overall, around a 5 to 6 point benefit since Biden dropped out of the race.
What swing states should Harris be worried about, and what swing states should Trump be worried about?
Well, this is interesting, and it's changed a little bit. There's the Rust Belt states and the Sun Belt states. And in the Rust Belt, the most important state really is Pennsylvania, followed by Michigan. In the Sun Belt, you're looking at Arizona, Nevada. But increasingly, there's a potential that Kamala Harris's campaign could do a lot better in Georgia and North Carolina with African-American voters than Biden could have. So it's possible that these swing states have shifted a little bit, with Kamala's coalition being different than Biden's.
Now, some of these polls are still within the margin of error. That's always one thing that you've got to consider in these polls. So it's still, if I understand correctly, a very tight race. But the trend lines, that is what is telling people, informing people that there might be some burst of enthusiasms on the Democratic side. And how is that looking? Where's the enthusiasm going on the Republican side?
So the enthusiasm has always been high on the Republican side. So if you imagine a football team, the Republican team is all on the field. The Democratic team was kind of short a few players and wasn't all engaged, wasn't all on the field when Joe Biden was the candidate. And when after that presidential debate, when he faltered and there were a lot of calls for him to drop out. So right now, I'd say Kamala Harris has gotten the Democrats fully engaged to the same excitement level as Trump. Not a greater amount of excitement, but the same excitement as Trump currently has, which means now we have an even closer race. And like you said, these polls have margins of error. If you get a lot of polls all showing a small lead, that might give somebody like Kamala Harris confidence. But just having a 2% lead nationally isn't enough for a Democratic candidate, given the effects of the Electoral College. She's going to want to be up at 4 or 6% national lead in order to have a good chance at winning.
All right, California, one of California's top pollsters, Paul Mitchell, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No more super loud music festivals for Inglewood. The city responding to a surge of noise complaints from last weekend's hard summer techno music festival outside of SoFi Stadium. Mayor James Butt says the elevated stage in the plaza is the primary culprit. So no stages will be permitted for the area from now on. He also says the city's going to require more sound engineering and a more comprehensive plan when it comes to sound and the booming bass beats. San Francisco Giants Hall of Famer Willie Mays, who died in June at the age of 93, collected awards and a lot of records during his career, and he may be getting another big honor soon. Liz St. John has more.
A resolution to rename a portion of Interstate Highway 80 in San Francisco as the Willie Mays Highway was introduced this week in the state legislature.
The naming would start at the western edge of the Bay Bridge in San Francisco and go west along the I-80.
State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco says that section of highway would pass by the old Candlestick Park and the newer Oracle Park. He introduced the resolution along with State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa.
I'm an old guy. I'm 68 years old, and I grew up with Willie Mays, and he was everything. Every time we went to the game, you know, of course the Giants had a lot of great players in those days too, but Willie Mays was the icon.
He expects it to pass with no problem. I'm Liz St. John, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Disney fans showing their love at the three-day D23 conference underway. Karen Adams has more from Anaheim.
A lot of fans are in cosplay of their favorite Disney characters and movies. I ran into Wolverine and his handler, as his wife Melody calls herself, just enjoying the event.
Because our kids are grown.
You have to do something.
Yeah. So, at least he's not cheating or anything bad. He just...
How long have you been into this?
I've been doing this now for 12 years.
And how did it start?
It started with cosplaying with my kids when they were in their teens. And then it just kind of grew from there.
I asked fans here, what is it about Disney?
I mean, I grew up with it, watching all the movies. And I just love Disney. So magical.
I just have always loved Disney. So I've been a fan since I was a kid. I love Ariel. And it's just, we've been coming to D23 for probably the last five conventions they've had, when it was just we walked in, and now the lines are so much better. It just, Disney just makes you feel like a kid, right? It's a magical day.
The repeated word throughout the day, magical. This fan event ends Sunday.